for Pete's sake. I'm not a big coffee shop fan. To me, it just seems ridiculous to pay so much for such a basic item. I can see and somewhat admire what these big coffee chains have done, though. They've created what they call a third place for people. The assumption is our first and second places are our homes and our workplaces. The only thing I see wrong with that picture is for some people, their first and second place is the same place. And to me, it seems rather sad that someone would rank one of their top three places to be a characterless, bland, and cookie-cutter set of four walls called the coffee shop chain. It was with this in mind that I reluctantly agreed to meet with my friend at a local Pete's coffee store. I must admit this location did appeal to me though, as it was close to a place I like to go to regularly, my gym. Even though I like my gym, I don't think I'd refer to it as my third place. It's just a place I go to, so I don't feel so guilty eating bagels at another place. My friend is from New Zealand, and so he's hard enough to understand anyway. And what made it even harder for me to understand was the rather frustrating noise coming from the wheels of a cleaning trolley being pushed along by an associate of said coffee chain. After about the fourth trolley trip, I reverted to lip reading him as I just couldn't hear what he was saying. The associate was completely ambivalent to the noise coming from her trolley cart. I assume because she did this several times a day and they just got used to doing it. She had a job to do. Her job was rolling the cleaning trolley through the inside of the store to the trash compactor outside the store. This associate had seemed to forget why people actually come to the coffee shop. Not only could I not hear what my friend was saying, but I also couldn't hear the beautiful jazz music that Pete's must have carefully selected to be piped through all of their stores across the country at exactly 4:08 p.m. on a Tuesday. I could tell it was Stan Getz, but it may have been Iron Maiden, as this Iron Maiden dragged the metal across the stone one more time. Having previously served as a regional director within the leisure and hospitality industry, I felt obliged to draw this service challenge to the attention of the manager of the store. The only problem was I couldn't find a store manager, and nor could I find anyone willing to take any responsibility. I asked one person, "Are you the manager?" Her response was no. That was it. Nothing along the lines of "no, let me get the manager for you," or "no, but could I help you?" So I went up to another associate and asked if they were the manager. The response was the same, "no, for Pete's sake." I assume these folks have never heard the Disney line of training, which is to avoid saying the word "no" to a customer. My friend was keen to head out, so I asked this second person if I could explain a customer frustration I'd had. She very reluctantly agreed to listen. I waited for her to stop looking at her phone, and then I began. I explained about the Iron Maiden, but she seemed completely disinterested. I tried to emphasize how the environment of the beautiful jazz music and the intoxicating aroma of overpriced coffee beans was significantly spoiled by the trolley runs, but it was as if I was speaking another language. At this point, the disinterested non-manager said, quote, "We have to take the trash out, and that's the way we've always taken it out," end quote. I tried to reason with her two factoids to consider. Number one, that maybe a good time to take the trash out was at the end of the shift when the store is closed. And number two, that if trash had to be taken out during open hours, maybe it would be a good idea to look for a trolley with rubber wheels. I could tell I got her at the words "rubber wheels" for a split second, and then I knew I'd lost her when she responded, "But that's the trolley that we have." So that's how it went down when a Kiwi and a Brit walked into Pete's last week. Not only am I sure this isn't my third place, it's probably the last place I would go to for a meeting with another human being that I want to actually converse with.